Commence a Friday night service.
奉主圣名开始我们星期五晚上的聚会。
First of all, the person thank God it's Friday.
首先感谢神，今天晚上是星期五。
I'm sure after a long week of work, we can come here to worship the true and living God. This is a blessing from God.
我想经过一个星期的忙碌，我们可以来到这边一起来聚集敬拜神，是神的祝福。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 25.
让我们翻到马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25 verse 41.
25:41.
Then he will say also to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you curse, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Chapter 25, verse 41.
25:41王又向那左边的说，你们这被诅咒的人，离开我，进入那魔鬼和他使者所预备的永火里去。
So for the last several weeks, we have been studying with one another the end days.
在过去几个礼拜，我都跟大家一起来学习这个末世。
And we know the book of Matthew chapter 25, it teaches how to prepare for the end days.
我们知道马太福音二十五章是来告诉我们如何来准备为末世而准备。
Verse 1 to verse 13 talk about the 10 virgins.
一到十三节在讲十童女的比喻。
Those who are wise, they are watch for their master coming.
聪明的，他们会在预备守候着他们的主人的来到。
But those who are foolish, they not prepare themselves.
但是愚拙的却不会为自己预备好。
Because they were not watchful.
因为他们并没有警醒。
Because of this, the bridegroom came and the door was shut behind him.
正因为如此 当新郎来到的时候门就会关起来他们进不去
And they cannot enter with the bridegroom
他们没有办法跟新郎一起进入
Then verse 14 to verse 30 talk about the three servants
14-30节是在讲三个仆人
And verse 30 concluded and cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness
那三十节的总结是把那无用的仆人丢到外面的黑暗里去
So out of these three servants, there's one servant who received one talent, but he was unprofitable.
在三个仆人当中，有一个是领取一千的，但是他却没有从这一千当中收取任何。
And the reason he was unprofitable because he did not use his one talent to gain another talent.
他没有办法成为有余，是因为他没有用他所赐下的一千来再去得到一千。
So because of this, when the master came back and called him wicked and lazy servant.
正因为如此，当他的主人回来的时候，他就骂这个是又饿又懒的仆人。
So for us on the end days, we must prepare ourselves just like the five wise virgins.
因此在末世的时候，我们要像那五个聪明的童女。
Not only do we need to prepare ourselves, but also we need to do holy works for our Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅我们要预备好，我们也要为主做工。
If we are lazy, just like the servant who received one talent, then on the end days, he will cast us into everlasting darkness.
但我们要是像那个无用的仆，那个领一千的无用的仆人一般，我们最后会被丢去到黑暗当中。
So this means after we are baptized.
换句话来说，当我们受洗之后
，It's not a guarantee that we enter eternal life.
并没有保证我们一定就可以得到永生。
We must prove our faith by our works.
我们要用我们的行动我们的工作来 证明我们的信心
And if we be able to prove our faith by our works and on the end days our Lord Jesus Christ will count us worthy to enter eternal life
当我们可以靠着我们的信用我们的工作来证明我们的信心的时候我们 在 末日的时候才可以向主耶稣证明我们是值得配得的他的恩的
And then verse 31 to verse 46
在41-46节
And verse 41 said, Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
在41节这里他对左边的说你们这被咒诅的离开我进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
So who are those who are on the left hand side?
在左边的是谁呢？
Because if they're on the left-hand side, they will be cast into everlasting fire.
因为站在左边的是要进入那个永火里面去的。
The one who on the left side are the goats that is not worthy to enter eternal life.
在左边的是那个山羊不配进入永生神的国的。
This is the parable about dividing the sheep from the goats.
这就是绵羊跟山羊的比喻。
Because on verse 31,
在31节
they say the Son of Man will come in his glory.
在讲人子会在他的荣耀里
We know when our Lord Jesus Christ came the first time, he brought grace and truth.
我们知道主耶稣第一次来的时候, 他带了真理跟恩典来。
But on the end days, he will come in his glory.
那在末世, 他要再来的时候, 是带着荣耀。
And he will sit on his throne of glory.
他会坐在他荣耀的冠冕上。
And his throne is the throne of judgment.
那个荣耀的宝座就是一个审判的宝座。
Then in verse 32.
32节,
and all nations will be gathered before him.
万民都会聚集在他面前。
So in other words, no one can escape from the judgment of our Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话来说, 没有人可以从他的审判当中逃离。
Because all nations will come before him to be judged.
万民都要聚集在他面前被审判。
Then on that end day, he will separate the sheep between the goats.
那他会把绵羊跟山羊分开。
But meanwhile, all this time, maybe the goat and the sheep grow together.
在这段时间也许绵羊跟山羊是混在一起在成长的。
Just like the parable of the wheat and the tares.
就好像麦子跟稗子的比喻。
Just like us nowadays.
就好像现今的我们一样。
Maybe some of us are goats.
也许有一些我们的是山羊。
And some of us are sheep.
我们有一些是绵羊。
But I'm sure that every single one of us want to be the sheep.
我想每个人都希望可以成为绵羊。
Because only the sheep will enter eternal life.
只有绵羊可以进入永生。
But the big question is,
但是大的问题是,
how can we become that sheep?
我们如何可以成为那只绵羊?
That the king sat on his right side.
让可以安置在, 王的右边。
That is in verse 35.
35节告诉我,
See, I was hungry and you gave me food.
我饿了你给我吃。
It's very interesting.
这点非常有趣。
Because both the goat and the sheep asked the king, say, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty?
因为, 山羊跟绵羊都有问, 问王, 我们什么时候在你饿的时候给你吃, 你渴的时候给你喝呢?
So in other words, both the sheep and the goat did not really understand when they do good things, they do it to our Lord Jesus Christ.
由此可见, 当他们行善的时候, 他并没有, 他们都并没有清楚了解, 他们是向主耶稣做的。
Because when they asked this question, the king answered them, in verse 40, if you did into one of the least of these brethren, you did it to me.
因为在40节, 王都是告诉他们, 说, 这些是你们坐在我这兄弟中最小的一个身上, 就是坐在我的身上。
So what does this tell us nowadays?
这告诉我们什么样的一个道理呢?
Just like the golden sheep, maybe they do so many good things, but they do not know or realize they did it to our Lord Jesus Christ.
绵羊跟山羊也许都做了很多好的事, 但是他们都并没有意识到是向主耶稣做的。
And the same thing for us nowadays.
今天对于我们也是如此。
Maybe we try so hard to love our brothers and sisters.
也许我们那么尽力地去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And quite often we spend time to encourage them.
我们常常会花时间来鼓励他们。
But it seems all this time may be in vain.
常常这些工作好像都变成徒劳无功。
But we know it's not in vain.
但是我们知道这些工并没有被并不是徒劳的。
Even if we give a little cup of water to the least of the brethren, we do it to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是只是把水给 我们弟兄中最小的一个也是坐在主耶稣身上。
And we must have faith to continue to love one another.
我们要有信心的继续彼此相爱。
No, because when we do good things to one another, we do it for our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们如此行的时候, 我们是坐在了主耶稣的身上。
Even though sometimes maybe our brother and sister not appreciate what we do for them.
有时候弟兄姐妹也许并不会对我们做的事情领情。
But that doesn't matter.
但这并不重要。
Because we don't want reward from our brothers and sisters.
因为我们所要得取的并不是从人而来的荣耀。
Because if they say thanks to us, they always feel that they're so grateful. This means maybe by doing this, they take a reward away from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为要是, 常常对方会给予我们感谢, 会给予我们很多的谢谢的话, 我们也许会因为这样而夺取了主耶稣的荣耀。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us, when we do good deeds, do not let our left hand know what the right hand is doing.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说, 左手不要知道右手所做的事。
And when we do good deeds, we should do it in secret.
当我们行善的时候, 要在暗中行善。
Why? Because we don't want to receive reward from men.
因为我们不需要从人那边得到奖赏。
Because reward from men is only temporary.
因为从人来的奖赏是短暂的。
But reward from our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal.
但是从神而来的奖赏是永恒的。
So that's why when we show love toward our brothers and sisters,
因此当我们在对对弟兄姐妹施予爱的帮助的时候，
we would never ever do it in vain.
不会是徒劳的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ always remember what we do for one another.
因为主耶稣永远会记得我们为对方所付出的。
And on the end days, He will reward us.
那最终，主耶稣会来奖赏我们。
By allowing us to enter eternal life.
让我们可以进入永生。
But how can we become the sheep?
我们要如何可以成为这只绵羊？
Because in verse 33, and he will set the sheep under his right hand, but the goats on the left.
33节，他把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Then verse 24, then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed my father, and hear what the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
34节，于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And then the king said, I was hungry and you gave me food.
因为我饿了，你们就给我吃。
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
渴了，你们给我喝。
So nowadays when we see our brothers and sisters in need,
现今当我们看到弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，
maybe the easy things for us to do is to help them with their physical needs.
也许简单的做法是可以帮助他们在物质上的一些需要。
But this is not the most important things we can do for them.
但是这并不是我们可以为他们做的最重要的事情。
Because the since you know, 12 years ago I came to know Jesus Christ.
记得自从我十二年前来信主。
Every time brother and sister have some kind of difficult situation.
每当弟兄姐妹有一些这方面的一些困难的时候。
And the reason they have this.Different kind of difficult situation because their relationship with God was not good.
常常他们有这种困难的时候，是因为他们跟神的关系并不好。
Just like nowadays.
就像今天。
How many of our brothers and sisters are really hungry and thirsty?
有多少的弟兄姐妹真的是又饥又渴的呢？
For the physical food that is.
为了物质上的食物。
But if you really look deep in the situation in our church.
但是当我们再仔细看一下在我们教会存在的一些问题，
We can see that many of our brothers and sisters are hungry and thirsty for the word and for the spirit of God.
我们可以看到很多弟兄姐妹其实在属灵上是又饥又渴。
So that's why when we encourage one another,
因此当我们来彼此鼓励的时候，
Especially to our brothers and sisters who are weak in faith,
尤其是对于那些属灵上软弱的弟兄姐妹，
The best thing for us to do is to give them the spiritual food and the spiritual water.
最好给予他们的就是属灵上的食物 以及水分。
Because if we give them the physical food and physical water,
因为当我们只是给予他们物质上的食物与水分的话，
the next day they will be hungry again and thirsty again.
隔一天他们又会 又饿然后又渴。
So that's why when we go to our brother and sister in Africa,
当我们去到非洲的弟兄姐妹那边，
just like I shared with you before,
我以前跟大家分享过。
In the beginning when we go there, we see them so hungry and so thirsty.So the first thing we want to do is help them with their physical needs.
当我们刚去到那边的时候，看到他们在那边又饥又渴，我们首先想到的就是在物质上可以帮助他们。
But then we realize every year we go, they always have the same need. They always hungry and they always thirsty.
但是我们发现，我们每一年去到他们那边，问题一直的出现，他们还是饥饿，他们还是饥渴。
So thank God, after many years, we learned to give them what is most important, that is the word of God and the spirit of God.
感谢神，经过很多年以后，我们学习到什么样给予他们什么样的东西才是最重要的，就是属灵上的食物。
So now when we go to Africa,
现在当我们去到非洲，
those brothers and sisters who really fed by the word of God, the spirit of God, they can take care of themselves physically also.
那其实在属灵上很饱足的弟兄姐妹，他们可以很好的照顾好他们自己。
Just like one sister in Kenya.
记得就好像有一个姐妹在肯亚。
Actually, before her family was very pitiful.
过去他们这个家庭是非常的可怜的。
Because she have three children.
她有三个孩子。
And all the three children, you know, they never have enough food to eat.
三个孩子一直都吃不饱。
But when I went there,
当我去到那边
，I realized that she have a wonderful job, you know, in the city.
我知道他在城市里面有一个很好的工作。
Because this sister, she was very faithful to God.
这个姐妹在主里非常的有信心。
So her job paid $10,000 a year.
她的工作每年给她的年薪是一万块。
$10,000 a year, this is a lot of money.
一万块对于他们来说是非常多的钱了。
Because for most people, make only $1 a day.
很多人在当地是 一天的工资才是一块钱。
So this means if they work every day, they make $365 a year.
换句话来说，当他们365天都在工作的话，他们只有365块。
But this sister make $10,000 a year.
但是这个姐妹一年赚一万块。
Why? Because when she draws herself closer to God,
当她把自己带到神的面前
，then God Himself will bless her and her family.
神会亲自的来祝福她与她的家人。
So nowadays, of course, we're not saying we cannot help our brother with the physical needs.
现今我们并不是说我们不能在物质上帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
But more important, when we see them hungry or thirsty, we know they are thirsty and hungry for the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
但是当他们又饥又渴的时候，我们知道他们其实在属灵上是更加的又饥又渴。
So we really want to be able to fulfill their hunger, we must give them the Word of God.
我们要可以满足他们的饥饿，我们要用神的话来饱足他们。
If we want to really fulfill their thirstiness, we must give them the Spirit of God.
我们要可以满足他们的口渴，我们要用神的话来让他们止渴。
If we gave them physical food and physical water, for sure they would be hungry and thirsty again.
要是我们只是给他们物质上的食物以及水分的话，他们很快又会再饿再渴。
Then the second half of verse 35.
35节的后半段。
Say, I was a stranger and you took me in.
我做客旅，你们留我住。
What does this mean? No, I was a stranger and you took me in.
这句话是要怎么去理解呢？
We know there's many brothers and sisters fall away from the grace of God.
我们知道很多人都已经离开了神的恩典。
But when they return,
但是当他们回来的时候，
it's very important to open our arms to accept them.
我们要张开我们的双臂来欢迎他们。
Because maybe for many years they are lost.
因为很多年里他们都已经迷失了自己。
But when they return back to church,
但是当他们回归教会，
we really should do our best to allow them to come in and welcome them with an open heart.
我们要尽力而为的让他们重新可以来到教会，让教会可以接纳他们。
Just like the parable of the lost sheep.
就好像那个丢失羊的比喻。
The lost coins and the lost son.
就好像那个丢钱是那个失去是那个一块钱的比喻。
When the man found his lost sheep,
浪子的比喻。
He called everyone to be joyful with him.
当那个牧人找回那只丢失的羊，他叫众人一起来跟他欢乐。
And the same thing when the woman lost that one coin.
也是同样的，那个女人当她丢失了他那一个钱。
When she had found it, she called all her friends to come to rejoice with her.
当她再找回这个钱的时候，她也找她的朋友一起与她庆祝。
And the same thing when the lost son returned back to the father.
就像浪子他再回到父亲的怀里的时候。
The father asked the servant go and kill the fatted calf to rejoice with one another.
父亲叫他的仆人把一个牛犊杀了来一起庆祝。
But the older son was not willing to open his arm to accept his younger brother to return.
但是那个长子他的哥哥却不愿意接受这个回归的弟弟。
So we know maybe some of our brothers and sisters have gone away from church for many years.
我们知道有一些弟兄姐妹他们已经离开神很多年。
Maybe they became stranger to us.
对于我们来说，他们也许是客旅。
But when they return back to the church,
但是当他们回归教会，
we must really do our best to open our arms to make them feel comfortable to return back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要张开我们的双臂来容纳他们，让他们可以在教会重新适应。
So no longer they can be strangers.
让他们不再是客旅。
But they can feel that they are once again be a part of the household of God.
让他们再一次的觉得他们是这个属灵家庭的一部分。
And verse 36.
36节。
Say, I was naked and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
So what does this mean?
这句话如何来理解呢？
See, nowadays you hardly see anybody walk around naked.
现今的时代，我们很少会看到有人走在路上是赤身露体的。
Especially our brothers and sisters.
尤其是弟兄姐妹。
But from the beginning, nakedness means shamefulness or sin.
但是从一开始，这个赤身露体的意思是代表的罪。
Just like Adam and Eve，
就像亚当跟夏娃。
If they partake after they partake the forbidden fruit，
当他们吃了那个禁果之后
，they knew they were naked。
他们知道他们是赤身露体。
And when God called for them, they hid before the presence of the Lord。
当神呼唤他们的时候，他们躲藏起来。
Because to be naked is very shameful before God。
因为赤身露体在神面前让他们觉得非常的羞愧。
So now the same thing for our brothers and sisters.
现今对于我们弟兄姐妹也是一般。
Some of the reason why they don't come to church because they are naked. They mean they have sinned against God or feel shameful before God.
他们其中一个不回来教会的原因是因为他们觉得他们有罪，他们是赤身露体的。
But we must do our best to clothe them.
我们要尽力的让再让他们披上衣裳。
How do we clothe them?
我们要如何来让他们穿上衣服呢？
We must ask them to pray and repent before God.
我们要告诉他们说要祷告来悔改。
And we hope that God will have mercy on them.
我们求神可以施怜悯于他们。
That once again that God can cover them with His righteousness and with His holiness.
让神再用他的公义来披戴他们。
Now on our way to church tonight.
今天晚上当我们来教会的路上
I said, we see a phone call from my niece Evelyn.
我收到我的侄女的电话
And she have told me that her younger sister Priscilla have ate food that offered to idols.
她告诉我说她的妹妹 Priscilla 吃了一些拜过偶像的食物
And this is very serious.
这是非常严重的事
So the minute I heard this, I feel very sorrowful inside my heart.
当我听到这一点的时候我心里觉得非常的难过
So I called Priscilla up.
那我就打电话给我的小侄女
And I ask her,
我问她
Because at this point even though I feel very upset inside my heart
那时候虽然我心里面觉得非常的不安跟生气
Because many times I have shared with them Please when you go to your aunt's, uncle's house, your grandparents' house You must be very careful kind of food you eat
我常常的警告告诫他们你去你的亲戚朋友家里去吃东西的时候要非常的注意
Because the Cambodian culture often offer food to idols
因为柬埔寨的文化他们的食物常常是有拜过偶像
So after I spoke to her
当我跟她讲完话之后
And when she ate this food that offered the idol
她告诉我她吃了这些献上给偶像的食物
It seemed that she did not realize it
Because
when her grandma offered this food to idols, she offered them everywhere, right? She offered them in the living room, outside the house. So when she was, you know, wanted a fruit, she just went there and grabbed a fruit.
因为当她奶奶去拿食物拜偶像的时候，是到处放房子里面到处都有。那她想吃水果的时候，就随便拿了一个来吃。
Then a cousin told, and she asked her cousin, "Is this food that offered to idols?"
他有问他的表弟或者表妹说这个食物有没有拜过偶像的
And of course her cousin said Yeah, grandma you know, She just offered all different kinds of food today
那 他有告诉他说当然奶奶都会到放在家里的食物到处都有去拜过偶像
We know eating food offered to idol Is very serious in the eyes of God
我们知道在神的眼中吃拜过偶像的食物是非常严重的问题
So at this point what can I do?
现在我可以做什么呢
Except to ask the family to kneel down and pray and to repent and I hope that God will have mercy on her
我只能跟她的家人说你们要跪下来祷告求神的原谅
Because maybe it's true that she did not know that this food was offered to idol
也许是真的她真的不知道她所吃的是拜过偶像的食物
But either way we pray and hope that God will have mercy on her
但是无论如此我们都祷告求神可以怜悯她
Because to commit sin against God
因为这个是得罪神的事
This is very shameful
这是非常令人羞愧的事
Especially when we come to church and worship God
特别当我们来到教会来敬拜神
Because I'm sure none of us would like to go and walk naked outside
我们没有人想在外面行走是赤身露体的
Because it's very shameful
这是非常令人羞愧的事
But spiritually when we sin against God
在属灵里当我们犯罪得罪神
And we don't really truly repent before God
有时候我们没有完全的向神悔改
Then spiritually we are walk around naked
在属灵上我们是赤身露体
This means Satan knows we are naked and God also knows that we are naked
神与魔鬼都知道我们是赤身露体
And that's why sometimes it's very difficult for us to come to worship God when we have sinned against God
正因为如此当人犯罪之后再要来敬拜神就来得很困难
So that's why when we see or hear brothers and sisters in this kind of situation
因此当我们听到弟兄姐妹活在罪中的时候
We really must do our best
我们要尽力的努力的去做
We have to pray for them
为他们祷告
And also ask them to repent before God
求他们也告诉他们要在神面前悔改
And hopefully by doing this once again we can put our Lord Jesus Christ and clothe them with our Lord Jesus Christ
希望再通过这样让他们可以再披肚脐
And I say here I was sick and you visit me
36节说我病了你们来看顾我
No, quite often when you are naked
常常当我当我们赤身露体
Especially you live in a cold area
尤其是住在比较冷的地方
It's very easy to be sick
常常都会生病
So spiritually it's the same thing
属灵上也是这样的
When we sin against God
当我们犯罪了
And we have shame before him Quite often we feel just like we are sick. But when we see our brothers and sisters who are sick in spirit, we must show great love and compassion toward them.
我们要, 有这, 那份的怜悯心对于他们。
Because if we allow them to be sick continually, sooner or later they will spiritually die.
要是我们只是让他们继续这样病下去的话, 最终他们在属灵上会死亡。
But if we see they are sick,
但是当我们看到他们生病,
especially the beginning of the sickness, you can cure it very easy.
尤其只是在, 患病的初期, 要痊愈是非, 是很容易的。
We must use the word of God to cure them.
我们要用神的话来治疗他们。
And we use the Spirit of God to heal them.
用神的灵来治疗他们。
This is very important.
这也非常的重要。
But quite often when we, you know, when we don't interact with our brothers and sisters quite often enough,
但是要是我们没有常常的跟弟兄姐妹有互动的话,
we do not know that they are hungry and thirsty.
我们并不知道他们又饥又渴。
We do not know that they are strangers from church.
我们并不知道他们已经远离教会。
We do not know they are naked or sick.
我们并不知道他们赤身肉体或者犯病。
If we don't know this kind of situation, this means we do not have a great love toward one another.
当我们并不知道的话, 我们也没有对于对方有那份的爱心。
If we are close family,
要是我们是一个, 亲密的家庭的话,
how can we not know if our children are sick or not?
做一个亲密的家庭里面, 我们如何会不知道我们的孩子生病呢?
How can we not know if our father and mother not, are sick or not?
我们又如何会不知道我们的父母亲生病呢?
So especially when we come to church,
同样的, 在属灵上, 当我们在教会,
we should be able to see this very clearly.
我们也要很, 我们也应该很清楚地看到这一点。
So we can help one another.
让我们可以来彼此帮忙。
Because in verse 37,
37节,
actually, I'm sorry, at the end of verse 36,
这36节的最后一句,
I was in prison, you came to me.
我在监理, 你们来看我。
Quite often, the reason brothers and sisters cannot come to church,
常常当弟兄姐妹不能来教会,
because they are controlled by their sin.
他们被他们的罪所捆绑控制。
But if you be able to go there,
但是要是我们可以去到他们那边,
and release them from their sin,
让他们可以从最终得释放。
If we release them from their sin, no longer will we be hungry or thirsty or naked or sick.
当我们可以帮助他们在最终释放的话, 他们就不再又饥又渴或者是赤身肉体。
But what happens if we do not do all these things?
但是若我们没有做这些事情,
this means we do not show love to our brothers and sisters.
我们就没有, 表达我们对于他们的爱。
If we do not show love to our brothers and sisters on the end days, will be in danger of judgment.
若是这样的话, 我们在末世的时候, 面对审判,
we can see the parable of the Lazarus and the rich man.
我们知道拉撒路跟,
财主的比喻。 It seemed like the rich man did not do anything wrong.
表面上看来, 财主并没有做任何错的事情。
Because, you know, even though Lazarus laid at his gate,
因为像拉撒路虽然也是, 躺在了财主的门口,
it seemed was not the rich man's duty to go out there and heal his wound or to feed him.
似乎这并不是财主的责任, 一定要出去治疗他的伤口或者要,
it seemed like Lazarus has nothing to do with him.
好像这个人在外面跟他并没有什么关系。
But why when they both died?
但是为什么当他们两个人死的时候,
the rich man went to Hades.
那个财主会下到了地狱。
Because during that time, even though Lazarus at his gate, he should realize that this man needed help.
因为当拉索夫躺在他的门口的时候, 他, 这个财主应该意识到这个人需要帮助。
And the rich man, he has the means to be able to help this the Lazarus.
那这个财主也有充分的能力可以来帮助他。
But because he lack of love,
但是他缺乏爱,
he did not see that Lazarus in such need.
他并没有看到对方有这个需要。
So sometimes the same thing for us.
常常我们也是这样。
Sometimes we really need to open our eyes.
我们要张开我们的眼睛。
If we see our brothers and sisters just like Lazarus,
当我们看到, 我们的弟兄姐妹有需要, 就像拉撒路,
then we cannot just sit and do nothing.
我们并不能只是坐而旁观, 什么都不做。
We must do our best to heal them from their infirmities.
我们要来帮助他们。
Do our best to feed them.
来, 喂饱他们。
And do our best to bring them to the house.
尽我们所能的, 把他们带到我们的家里去。
Because on the end days,
在末世的时候,
just like this, the righteous one,
就像这些义人。
Maybe ask this question, verse 38.
38节，他们问这样的
问题。When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked or clothe you?
什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿呢？
Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?
又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？
See, they did not realize all these things they have done, they had done it for their king.
他们并没有意识到他们所做的这些是为他们的王所做了。
That's why the king said, as you know, you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
正因为这样，王才回答他们说：“你们在这坐在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是坐在我身上。”
So this is the reason that compel us to show love and compassion to our brothers and sisters.
正因为如此，才来激励他们向弟兄姐妹来行善。
But you can see for the goat.
但是
they also ask the same question.
他们也问同样的问题。
But why they were thrown into everlasting fire?
为什么他们最后的结果却是被丢到永火里去呢？
Because they did not show love and compassion toward their fellow brethren.
他们并没有对他们的弟兄中是来表达他们的爱与关怀。
Because of this, they did not do it to our Lord Jesus Christ.
正因为如此，他们并没有坐在主耶稣的身上。
And that's why they were thrown to everlasting fire.
正因为如此，他们被丢到永火里去。
So I hope that every single one of us,
我希望每一位
as we continue this journey of faith,
当我们在继续我们信仰的路
we should always be the sheep.
在这条路上，我们要成为绵羊。
To show great love to our brothers and sisters.
要彼此相爱。
Not only that, we also must be the servant who received 5 talents.
那并不仅如此，我们也要像那个
This is five talents.
Yeah, 我们也要像那个仆人领受那5000的。
Because when we see the 5 talents, when his master returned, he gained an extra 5.
我们知道那个领5000的仆人，当他主人回来的时候，他又赚了5000。
We must be that profitable servant.
我们要成为这个可以赚钱的仆人。
We must be that servant that is diligent.
我们要成为一个殷殷勤勤的仆人。
If we are unprofitable and lazy on the end days, our master will also throw us to everlasting darkness.
要是我们又饿又懒而又不做出工来的话，最后主会把我们丢到黑暗里去。
And not only that, we must be also like the 5 virgins.
不仅如此，我们也要像那个五个童女。
The one that is wise.
聪明的五个童女。
They prepare for the end days.
他们为末世在准备。
Because they were watchful for the end days.
他们在末世的时候是警醒的。
So likewise, we must prepare ourselves.
同样的道理，我们也要来预备自己。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ come back again,
当主耶稣再回来的时候，
we are ready to be with him.
我们都准备好与他同去。
And we are ready to enter eternal life.
我们准备好进入永生。
So may God help all of us.
求神帮助我们。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
让我们一起站立来唱诗。
523.
523首。